Sci-Fi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns Audio produced podcast. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. Hey, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Get access to two bonus episodes a week. That's a lot. That's more than other people do. So.
Yeah, I've been looking and like we're doing pretty bad about it. Like for $1, you get 4 extra episodes a month. Like that's pretty low.
Well, no, for $1, you only get, well, no, yeah, you get 4. For $5, you get 8.
And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, thank you for your support. It's really what's keeping us going.
Well, don't thank these schmucks. Thank, you know, these are the people who haven't paid. I mean, some of them have. But Les, what else? If you have a 5-star review, leave it on Apple Podcasts and we'll read it on the air.
Follow us on Spotify and I guess jump onto our YouTube. I still keep saying that we're going to start doing stuff on there.
Yeah, we'll just continue to keep saying that we'll do stuff on there. So you might as well follow it and, you know, hit that like button and do all the thumbs ups these things. Do all that stuff. I guess it helps. There's an algorithm out there and some kind of bullshit.
I know that we keep delaying, but I will say if you're going back to listen to our old stuff, we have all these old ads on there and like we don't make money from that. That all goes to Starburns. They've supported us. They pay for our server. It's great. So the only way we make money is from the Patreon. So we do appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, we're like PBS. It would not be possible without listeners like you. And be nice. It's a bad show. Be nice. Don't fucking trash us, man. It sucks. It hurts our feelings.
If you want to have a good time, go read our reviews because there's a lot of bad ones.
Oh, my God. Let's welcome aboard the SS RLSF, our good friend, comedian and filmmaker KP Parker. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You're eating some cereal.
You clocked that. Yeah, I was trying to sneak it in before we really started, but now I'm free to just munch and crunch since
it's
everybody just
like
knows.
Cheerios.
Cheerios?
Off-brand, generic.
But it's not generic, not even Honey Nut.
It's not the Honey Nut though, right? It's not sugar?
Honey, but there was no mention of nut.
Oh, okay.
Honey, yeah. Just off-brand Honey Cheerios.
I think it's called Honey-O's, yeah.
Okay, Honey-O's. All right.
Yeah, we got those.
Well, those are nice and soggy by now, so we're not going to have any crunch issues, which is good. Feel free to continue eating. Many a guest have. We record right at dinner time, so it's not an anomaly in any way.
Great.
What's new? What have you been doing?
Pretty fine, considering, right? I feel okay. I think, you know, life goes on. I'm just... There you go.
Yeah.
Right. It's weird because we have to now start re-asking everyone like what the hell's going on because everything's closing back down again.
Yeah. I mean, luckily I work from home, so the whole year is blurred together. So I feel every day's the same. It's all misery. So why not?
I got all this testing to do because I'm supposed to start work on Monday again, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Wait, so how are they doing that? Because I thought we were like completely back to like March standards of like we're totally shut down.
Well, Garcetti made the movie business essential, so TV and movies can keep going.
So you're just getting tested like 3 times a week still?
I have to do 3 tests before Monday.
3 tests before Monday? What's the point of that?
Like a false negative scenario?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't know. Yeah, right. So,
well, you got to get back to work so you can buy more car parts. KP, what's your general relationship with conspiracy theories and the occult and stuff like that? Are you into this stuff?
I feel like I've gone through a real cycle. I used to be very ghosty as a teen. I loved ghost stories. And probably believed them. And now I just really enjoy paranormal stories for the story aspect. I don't believe as much, but I'm semi open-minded. in the conspiracy realm, I just don't find it super fruitful to like believe really hard, because I'm like, well, if all that's happening, what am I, a little person, going to do about it?
Yeah, you hear that, Willie? You've wasted your life.
Well, it is weird because like you saying that makes me go like, have I thought that I would have to be something important? And I'm like, gosh, in this realm, I hope not.
You know?
Like, I don't want to, but I do like the idea of getting somebody to maybe put their guard down about something they didn't believe in before.
Yeah.
Willie, are you mad about the right co-opting gosh, all of your conspiracy theories?
I particularly always get in arguments with people about flat Earth and Q. Ooh. And I'm just like, it's weird because I'm like, hey, the Earth might be hollow, but fuck you, flat Earth. Mm-hmm. It's weird. And I don't know. It makes me every day.
Well, okay. But yeah, I don't want to get too into this just real quick, because have you questioned all of your false flag beliefs now that you can see where they're coming from?
No,
because they're saying yesterday, not to date this episode, but yesterday was the day that all the Trumpers took over the Capitol building, and now all the conservatives are saying it was a false flag and they were all actors and it was a Democrat conspiracy theory.
Well, see, that's the thing, is that like what we've learned from Trump's Twitter account is that like you can put spin on stuff and it actually works for some people.
Totally.
Right. And well, they just want to believe what they already believe.
Well, it's weird because I'm like, hey, go ahead and put the actor thing out there. But all those cops that were supposed to defend the White House, they didn't. They did a better job clearing the Capitol building. They did a better job clearing the path for Trump to get a picture in front of that church than they did defending the building.
Well, yeah, that's because it was mostly black people. Let's move on. KP, we have a little quiz. It's called the WOW Scale. It stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz.
Okay.
And just these are yes or no answers, but feel free to elaborate. And then at the end, I'll give you a score. If you're somewhere near a 0, you're kind of a Wade. If you're somewhere near a 5, you're more of a Willie.
Alrighty.
Wow scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
Are you ready to get Wade on the WOW scale?
Yes.
Okay, first question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Oof. No, I do not believe in aliens. I do not believe we've been visited. I do not believe they've been here in the last 300 years.
Okay, let me broaden it. By aliens, I mean any life in the universe that's not on Earth.
Could be a plant on Mars.
I'm going to say, can I get a maybe? Can I get in on a maybe?
Yeah, you can do a maybe, sure.
All right. I could be convinced one way or the other.
Okay, that's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
Question number 2, do you believe in ghosts? You said you were kind of into witchy stuff.
No, I do not believe in ghosts.
Did you ever have any kind of ghost story or anything? Like anything that you thought might have been a ghost?
You know, I haven't. My friend just had one the last week where he like woke up and a woman's face was like an inch away from him. This was just last week.
Wow. Was it his grandma?
No, it was just like a kind of, he said she was hot. And I was like, well, that's kind of.
Oh, so this was a Ghostbusters Dan Aykroyd scenario.
Yeah, I think, you know, he was not banishing her. There was no exorcism called.
Well, he gets jerked off in that movie.
Yeah, it's inferred, but it definitely happened.
He gets jerked off by a ghost.
I'm going to say I do not believe in ghosts.
All right, fair enough. Where are you from?
Connecticut, Hartford.
And were you raised religious or anything?
No, it was loosey-goosey. Like, there was a general Methodist vibe in the house, but we were allowed to not.
Okay.
I feel like I'm answering maybe on all these. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about it. Are you a Patriots fan?
My mom is. I'm not.
You just, what's it, apathetic about sports or?
Pretty apathetic about sports. Yeah, whatever one's the cutest colors, I'll usually root for them. Chargers. Ooh. Chargers are where I'm at now. Ooh. I think they're pretty cute.
Do you like Miami Heat's colors?
Really good colors.
It's like these hat. Like, I want to wear a Miami.
Oh, do you mean Heat. The '80s ones?
No. The ones they have now are fucking hot, dude. They're it's like.
Well, they're the city version, right?
Yeah.
Did they permanently adopt those colors?
I think so.
Oh, that's cool. Good for them. All right. Question 3. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
I do not. No.
Okay. What about like Chupacabra or any of those? What about Loch Ness?
Ooh, Chupacabra brings up a thing. My mom's from Mexico and they saw a winged beast in the pueblos of Mexico. And I might believe in a Chupacabra-y thing. The story really convinced me when I was a kid and I haven't gone back to revisit. I'm going to say yes to Chupacabra.
Okay.
I'm going to say no to Bigfoot.
Is Chupacabra winged?
No.
No, that's Mothman is winged and I can't think of
the St. Louis Devil.
Yeah, right.
Is that one of them? Okay, question 4.
Is it the New Jersey Devil? Is that what the New Jersey
Devil? Well, that's the hockey team, but I don't know.
There's a devil out there.
Question 4. Do you believe in psychics?
I do not believe in psychics.
Okay. Have you ever been to one? Have you ever gotten a reading?
I have not. My mom has.
Is she into this stuff? Is she?
I guess so. It seems that she is. Yeah. Everyone, I'm like, I remember my mom telling stories about this. I would say my mom then is into all this, but I'm not.
So your mom's from Mexico and she's not super Catholic?
My grandma is, and she's also from Mexico, but we kind of lightened it down as they all married white people. So it got a little less.
Good for them.
Less strict. Yeah.
Okay, last question. Mm-hmm. Are you superstitious at all?
I am not. No.
Did you play any sports growing up?
I played a little lacrosse and field hockey, but mostly theater.
Okay, well, theater is a very superstitious. Like, you can't say the evil play or whatever. Yeah. Did you participate in those superstitions?
I did not. It always seemed very like dorky, and that's coming from someone that loved theater. So, that's rough.
The first time I heard of the Macbeth thing, I was like, oh, you're just trying to act like you know about stuff.
I know. It was always like the seniors being like, spin around 3 times, wash your mouth out. And I was like,
yeah, you have to like go outside and come back in and shit. It's very crazy. I know.
And it felt very like fraternity.
It feels like hazing. Yeah.
I'm like, no, I think like.
No, you got to do it.
Let's just
get the keys to the dolly. Do you know where the keys to the dolly are?
Yeah.
I mean, is it often that Macbeth comes up on a production of fucking Cat on a Hot Tin Roof or whatever? Yeah. I mean, like, why is Macbeth like always?
I feel like there's always somebody on every production ever made that like wants to seem smart. And that's one way in.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I know about movies, you know, they can't think of Macbeth.
Yeah, it's just a little competitive, thing. And I was always like, I wasn't going to say it. And now you're making me want to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. You're a 1 because I am superstitious and Willie's not. So that puts you a little bit toward him.
Ooh. Okay.
You're 1. Ooh. Congratulations. It's a great place to be. It means you're not going to believe anything that Willie has to say tonight.
I usually don't. When I'm talking to him, I am really cautious.
All right, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Oh, my fucking God. Tonight we are talking about a book that no one in the history of humans has been on record of being able to read. The Voynich Manuscript. What the hell is this thing? And the spectrum is hoax and maybe reptilians from the inner earth wrote it. Who the hell knows? Let's try to we'll find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Yeah, you really didn't do the judge voice.
I kind of. Tonight's a weird night for my mouth and head.
Weird night for your mouth. I get it.
Wade, have you heard of this thing before?
No, I'm reading about it right now.
And KP, you mentioned you knew about it before. How did you hear about it?
I heard about it through a podcast, actually. Maybe Stuff You Should Know, maybe that podcast or something.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And it fascinated me. I was so intrigued by this. I was going to get even maybe a tattoo of one of the drawings in here. I liked it so much.
So,
do you have any tattoos?
I have a few. Yeah.
How do you decide?
Things that really hit me, like, if it's like a thing that just really knocks me off my feet, I'm like, I'm going to put that in the old bank of tattoos. So I have like a one that symbolizes a poem I really liked, one that symbolizes like a play I really liked.
Agonize over them, or are you just like, oh, that's good, I'm going to do that?
I do a bit of agonizing. I think a healthy bit of agonizing is good with tattoos. So I think about them for about a year.
Oh, any regret tattoos?
I did some stick and pokes in college just because I was pretty bored. And those do look bad, I will say.
And they stuck around?
I know. Well, that was the thing. People were like, well, these fade in 5 years. And I was like, All right, so the stakes are low. And it's now 8 years, 9 years later. and still around.
You just did it too good.
In 1995, I came up with I drew like a Star Wars tattoo. And then in 90, and I kind of held on to it. I'm like, I don't know if I want this yet. And then 96, they announced they're going to do prequels. I'm like, oh, cool. Let's wait and see how those turn out. I'm glad I didn't get my Yin Yang Republic Empire tattoo that I drew.
Yeah.
You just have the one, right, Willie?
Yeah.
And you haven't got the bug. It didn't make you go like, oh, I need more of these.
Well, I definitely want some dumb ones. And Sean and I want to get one too, where like when we hold hands, it makes a heart.
Oh
man, I hate that. I really hate that.
I'm like, we got to get that. It's just times got weird. And you don't have any, right, Wade?
No. I'm too indecisive. I feel like I would hate whatever it is.
It's such a commitment that like I can love Star Wars and Star Trek for the rest of my life. And I'm like, I'm not going to get that tattoo.
Pop culture ones are hard because you're like, somebody could F around with it so easy. Like there could just be like a pedophile accusation on the lead of anything. That's why I'm like, I'm truly like any pop culture tattoo. I'm like, pretend this person gets outed as a pedophile and you're not going to want it.
How many Elmo tattoos are out there, right?
I'm like, you're nothing safe.
There's at least 1,000. There's at least 1,000 Elmo tattoos.
I really hope there's not. Elmo, why would you get a fucking children's?
Oh my God. There's tons of Elmo. If there's anything in the world, there's a tattoo of it, and for the wrong reasons.
Elmo, that's just like, there's nothing like saying that you're just
Think about all the Michael Jackson tattoos.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm like there. That's why the one that I have is from this play. And I was like, you know, this play has been around since 1950. I was like, everyone's dead that was ever worked on it. I think I'm safe. Probably no pedophiles. But we'll see.
Yeah. Well, who knows what? I mean, they might, you know, they turned that Pepe the Frog into their mascot. And he's just like some comic book character they stole.
I know. I'm sure that guy, or they made a documentary on him, right? Or on how sad that was for him.
Yes, it's supposed to be really good. I forgot to watch it. Shit.
I want
to
watch that.
All right, Willie, let's take it back to the Voynich manuscript.
The Voynich manuscript. Mm-hmm. And let me just do a quick brief thing. And then, I mean, the thing is like, this can get very crazy.
Yeah.
So this thing is called this because Wilfred Voynich ran into this manuscript in 1912. There was a letter attached to it in 1885 when it was sold that said that Roger Bacon wrote this, which is really weird because...
Is that a name I should know?
No. It is basically proven that he did not write it. So the note is not accurate. I'm just saying because he was around in the 1200s. There is this weird fucking book out there, mm-hmm. and it is available at archive.com. You can go through and look through the pages. It has, I believe, 232 pages, and people that have analyzed it said that maybe there's a bunch of pages missing. So here's this manuscript that this book dealer found. And he tried to get some people to analyze it back in the day that were like he was a book dealer, and he ended up buying some books that were supposed to go to the Vatican. This guy's 1912. Like, old books obviously were all handwritten. Here's the thing. This is one of those episodes where there's too much information.
Yeah.
And so let me just drop this real quick. This manuscript was sold to the Holy Roman Emperor Rudolf II in 1576, about there, somewhere between there and 1611, basically a pope owned this book. And people that have analyzed it, the best of the best have tried to crack this code, and no one has been able to do it. And so the first things first, because I don't even want to talk about it being a hoax, because it is basically disproven as a hoax.
Well, wait, I have a question, though, because if you go to the Wikipedia, they have what every letter is.
But that's just not every letter. It's still
not translated. Of recent.
Speculated, right?
Yeah. Of recent, they asked AI to analyze it. They asked, basically like Siri to analyze it. Like, oh, yeah, here's the thing. There are some letters that are probably Hebrew letters, whatever. But it still didn't translate it. Like, even the code breaker that broke the Japanese code in World War II, he tried to do it. Linguists of all types, religious people, like so many people have like
Alan tried. Alan Turing couldn't do it.
Was that him? Does it say that?
No, that was it was William.
Not him.
Turing.
Whatever. Move on. I was just trying to be smart.
Yeah.
I watched that movie where they chemically castrated him in the end.
William Friedman was the guy who cracked the Japanese code. So here's this book, right?
Uh-huh.
And I've got a copy of it.
Whoa! Where'd you get that?
I just got it today.
Wow!
Really?
And I was trying to look through it because nobody can crack it. There are a lot of people like, hey, if you can. Like, it's this is like open source crack coding right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is every page is copied on here. And so what it comes down to is this. Here's this weird book. People say that the writing looks like elfish writing from Lord of the Rings.
Mm.
So in this book that no one could crack, there are six basic sections. One of them is an herbal section. And some of the plants have not been identified on Earth.
Haven't all of them? Didn't I see that botanists looked at it and they were like, we don't really know what most of these plants are. They look super alien-y.
Yeah. And so I wrote down somewhere that like they think that they've identified 37 things from this, and that includes planets. There's an herbal section. There's an astronomical section. There's a biological section where there's like anatomical drawings with like small females and tubes, like transporting stuff through green liquid.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cosmological section, and then there's a pharmaceutical section. That one's different because it looks like, so sure, you've got the plants in this other section that looks like there's containers with ingredients that go into it. So it looks like basically all the new age things that you can think of. And then one of them seems like recipes. The drawings are very crude.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously there's some, I mean, there are some sections missing, and they have carbon dated this thing to be from the 1400s.
Yeah.
And so that takes away the hoaxing thing, because a lot of people thought that Voynich, this book collector, was hoaxing it from the 1900s. If he had hoaxed it, he would have had to have found basically blank paper from...
What's the intrigue, though? Can this not just be the work of a madman?
Well, I mean, initially, one theory out there is that it is an autistic person. I don't know. There's all kinds of theories that, like, none of the theories have caught on strongly. So let me just go over. I'll just list off a couple of the main theory, not main, but some of the theories, and then we'll just start talking. Mm-hmm. One of them is that it is a handbook for aliens from the inner Earth, reptilians. So that's why we don't recognize a lot of the plants, are because they're from the inner Earth. Whatever. That's the crazy mm-hmm. version. One version is that it's a hoax, and like I said, I don't want to talk about that because. Like on some pages, there are words that are repeated multiple times and very similar. And so like if you were trying to make an elaborate hoax, I don't think you would write the same word on the same page and like variations of the same word.
I don't know. It sounds like you would if you're an absolute madman.
Yeah, go on.
We list all of them and then we can go through.
One of them is that it was written by Leonardo DiCaprio as he was trying to learn. Leonardo DiCaprio.
I was like, what?
Da Vinci?
Yeah, Da Vinci. Same thing. Leo D, right? That's all that matters is the big D.
Yeah.
That it was written by Leonardo Da Vinci as he was learning to write crazy things. You know, he wrote with the mirror. He was right-handed mm-hmm. because left-handed was the devil, and then he went back to being left-handed. There's a theory that it's actually a cipher, and that's why you can't crack it, because it's actually something to use to cipher other things, to decipher other things. One theory is that
I'm checking old Leo's birthday, and it was written before him.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing, is the carbon dating took away a lot of the ideas, but they still exist out there. One idea is that, you know, when Spain was conquering a lot of the world, you had these slave people trying to hold onto their language as their whole civilization was destroyed,
mm-hmm.
mixed with new information. So, like, you know, transients, lost civilizations, basically, that like are trying to tell their story to their kids, that like this thing was written to preserve some information.
But if that were the case, wouldn't it be easier to crack though?
Well, yeah, totally. If that were the case, you could crack it, because you'd be like, oh, this is just a broken language between these two languages that existed.
Yeah. And we have like crazy computers, like you were saying earlier, like the computer linguistic cracking is insane. And he does repeat words on the same page, and we have pictures. So if there was like an actual linguistic, I feel like we could find it out pretty easy, knowing that like it's probably about plants, since there's plants everywhere.
That's how I feel too. And if it was a hoax, I feel like it would be easily identifiable as a hoax, because if it was all just gibberish, it would just be like, you'd be like, oh, it's,
yeah,
someone, all these people studying this book would just identify it as gibberish.
So by hoax, you just mean gibberish
made on purpose to be valuable. Like, here's an ancient book that like is so valuable.
Got it.
Which makes sense, because at that time, I mean, people are shysters. You're looking for a quick coin, a ducat from wherever you can get it. A doubloon, maybe even.
So if it was a hoax, it would have to be from the most intelligent person in the world to make it, basically. I mean, that's why I'm like, I brush that aside.
Well, you know, they still don't know the fucking serial
Zodiac?
Killer.
What's that? Zodiac.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Although I just heard like a couple weeks ago, they cracked one of the notes and it didn't really give them anything.
Mm.
But anyway.
Yeah, Wade and I will go back to the hoax thing. I feel like we'll have some thoughts.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. I'm just saying that, like, well, yeah. Bring up what you got, because the way that I'm brushing it off, I hope that I have the answer to help you brush it off too. Because, okay.
Well, what's yours? What do you think?
I could go a few ways, but I do think there's something of like, okay, there's clear words. There's like this letter, this letter, this letter, this letter, and they are repeated throughout. So it isn't so much the madman thing doesn't quite work for me, because it's not scrawled in these, like, you know, mental lapse moments. It feels extremely organized.
Madman seems identifiable, right?
A little bit. I mean, I guess madmen don't have to be like writing in feces on walls or anything, but I am like, this feels super like organized and very precise. So a hoax thing seems interesting to me. If he wrote on his own paper 25 words, quote, that he's going to use and scattered them throughout, I could see that working. Because the thing that is interesting to me is it was sold to a king pretty early on in the whole history of this thing, or a Roman Empire, or an emperor. And I'm like, how did they get, why did the emperor think that this was important?
Let me run through the chronology real quick, right? If I'm not interrupting you.
No.
1404 to 1438, somewhere in there, the origination of the parchment used. This is carbon dating to 95% probability. Mm-hmm. And this book that I have was put out by Yale. 1576 to 1611, it was sold to the Holy Roman Emperor Rudolf II. 1608 to 22, somewhere in there, Jacobus Horkicki Depennik, whatever, writes his name and title on the first folio.
What a dick.
I know. You. And so,
was he taking it to school and he thought he would lose it or something?
Fuck, right? I know. It's like back then, like, there wasn't a copy of this book, probably. I mean, maybe there was in like the Alexandria or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
1637, Georgius Bertruccius sends copies of pages to somebody, and those pages were lost. Whatever. I don't need to go through all these, whatever. In 1680 to 1773, somewhere in these 100 years, the manuscript passes to the Biblioteca Mayor, the Jesuits' main library in Rome. The original binding replaced by a vellum cover somewhere in there too. Whatever. Let's jump. So Wilfred Voynich purchases the manuscript from these Jesuits. This Jesuit library was supposed to go to the Vatican, and then he bought a bunch of books for them instead of going to the Vatican. But it was owned by Pope. So like this, first off, so like it, pages missing might have gone to the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
In 1914, he brings it to the U.S.
USA.
Yeah. William Newbold, this cryptographic person, posted a solution in 1921 to 26, but like that has been refuted. 1930, he dies. He gives it to his wife. In 1931, John Matthews Manley refuses Newbold's solution because Newbold was just like, oh, yeah, Bacon wrote it because the note. And like, no, the timeline doesn't work. 1969, this dude Krauss gives the manuscript to Yale University. In 2004, they made a full digitization in color made publicly available. 2009... forensic investigations of parchment and pigments established manuscripts 15th century origin.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2014, the first modern exhibition of the manuscript became available that you could go look at it. So whatever, just saying that like there is a record of this book being passed around, and from the beginning, nobody knows who wrote it. And throughout since 1404, nobody knows who wrote it.
Yeah.
And there are crazy things in here of like some people think that there it shows the Milky Way galaxy next to the Andromeda galaxy. There's some star stuff in here that that people said, like, they didn't have telescopes strong enough to see galaxies. So to see a spiral galaxy in this is pretty crazy.
Right.
And so that the spiral galaxy stuff is, and all the cosmological stuff makes people go like, oh fuck. Like, they didn't even know about this stuff at this time. You know, I was trying to look up when Andromeda was observed to have spirals, right? Because that's important. Like, when did we learn that we were a part of a galaxy? At any rate, pretty recent.
Yeah.
In the timeline of this book, pretty recent did we find out that A, we were in a spiral galaxy, and B, that Andromeda was is one also, and not just a star in the sky. So between that and the weird plants that we can't recognize, it's easy. Like, if you watch Ancient Aliens, and I haven't seen this, they probably just say that this is an alien handbook that was left
100%.
Behind.
Yeah, anytime that you see an unknown thing that also mentions stars, I mean, you're begging for an alien explanation. So this makes sense that there's some alien speculation here.
And I subscribe to the idea that there is an inner Earth species living here on Earth that, like, we don't know about, but maybe history knew about.
Mm-hmm.
So could this be a lizard person handbook that was left behind? I mean, are alien abductions, like, trying to shake people down that have artifacts of their existence? No, but could there be a race in the Earth? I think yes.
So there's a YouTube video. I guess this ATA Team Alberta, ATA, has translated 30% of it. And you can actually read, they printed a page in English. And it's kind of just like a botany handbook, this part. If you were to cleave it, this harvestable, sunny, multi-ended flower with its flat, oval-like, loose, and sticky seeds will be split and scattered. It just talks a lot about the plant. It has nothing to do. I mean, it's like everything you're saying still holds true. Like, well, who knows what plant they're describing? You know, it could be a reptilian in inner Earth plant still.
The plant thing is tough to me because, you know, none of the plants look like real plants. But I'm also like, if you asked me to draw a lot of plants today, I think they would be a little unrecognizable as well. So I'm like, this could just be he wasn't a great artist. And they just,
I mean, yeah, obviously, like, look at any of the drawings. Like, the women are just, like, fat and they have little boobs.
And that's a tragedy. I mean, he clearly, there's something fucking wrong.
Well, based on diet, though, I imagine that that's what, well, so like, if you go to page 75, this is on archive, whatever, you can find it.
Yep.
In this page there, now here's the thing. It has been analyzed and shown that they basically only had four colors to work with, that there are different shades of the four colors, but there's only four colors of paint in this, and the paint was added afterwards. So even though they're in this green liquid, they also did have blue, you know. So there's these different women in this green liquid. This is a weird page to look at because
couldn't the green liquid just be grass? Like, you kind of can't tell too much shapes.
Oh, I know. I don't mean to say liquid. Yeah. Well, no, yeah, it's they're bathing, but like, no matter what happens, it's like they're connected in this weird way. There's this other page that, like,
they are weird.
Where the plants look like they are a part of a circulatory system. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the women are in it. And so, like just me off the top of my head, me assume, like, without even knowing anything, I'm like, well, when I try to think about talking about an abstract idea like consciousness, existence, life, And if you're trying to, and I'm not trying to infer what they're saying, but I'm like, how do you translate the information that this plant is alive?
Right.
And so the weird thing about plants are, with humans, if you, you know, get your head cut off, you die. With plants, if you cut them in half, a lot of plants will continue growing. And it's almost like you can, you know, grow a bunch of plants from one plant by cutting mm-hmm. off all the. So I'm like, I think about the idea of trying to translate that abstract information that the plant will be alive if you cut it in half. And I'm like, well, could that so be?
This is your own. You're just reading into stuff now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me we need to take a break, but let me just drop this bombshell on you. This is from arstechnica.com. History researcher and television writer Nicholas Gibbs appears to have cracked the code, discovering that the book is actually a guide to women's health that's mostly plagiarized from other guides of the era. So let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll continue. Ty, is that something that you knew, Willie? Or?
No, but I mean, I this is a recent article, right?
2017.
To me, the validity of that makes me go like, well, if that's what it was, I feel like it would have been cracked. It's like if you're just stealing from things, then like the way that you wrote it, you wouldn't create a new language that no one knows what the hell you're saying. You know, like mm-hmm. you picture let's like creating the Vulcan language or Tolkien's elf language, whatever, like. When you create a new language, people can still crack it. And I know that
he says a lot of it is shorthands, like a lot of it is abbreviations. So it's not a new language. He's just using shorthand for longer words.
But even in that same vein, the smartest code crackers in the world would have been like, oh, this is just shorthand. You know, like
yeah, but this guy sounds like maybe the smartest code cracker. All right, let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on, what is it? The Voynich?
Voynich manuscript.
Voynich manuscript.
Willie Bad Movies presents The Time Traveler.
Hey, mister, are you from the future?
Yeah. I got a lot of things to let you guys in on. The information that I have could save you all if you'd only listen. I've been here before.
This isn't his first time here.
I've been here before.
And it won't be his last.
You never listen. You never listen to me!
Motion elements.
I'm trying to save you, dumbass!
Grandpa from the future.
Whose grandpa are you?
I'm everybody's grandpa!
Grandpa from the future.
Motion elements.
This is not his first time. Grandpa from the future.
Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We are here talking to our friend KP Parker. Hey, do you have any projects in the works that you want to tell people about?
Ooh, yeah, I'm currently still doing a Channel 101 show called Rumspringa. I've been doing that last year, and I got another episode coming out in like 2 or 3 weeks. So you can find that on channel101.com, Rumspringa.
Yeah, there's also a Twitch. You can watch the screenings live, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I guess just find their Twitch. It's channel 101 official or something. I was doing something and I went to the wrong channel 101. I was like hosting a thing and I was on the wrong channel 101 Twitch. Yeah. Nobody told me where to go. Rumspringa, that's when Amish. What are they called? Amish get to go live the life for what, a week or something?
Yes, this is like a little mini show about a girl that comes back from her Rumspringa and really misses technology.
I will say that I'm a big fan of the show. It's really fucking funny. It has weird parallels of like seeing the light of technology and trying to tell people about it and relive it without the technology. I think it's genius. Yeah. It's really funny.
Willie was in the last ep, so he's a little biased, but I still agree with what he said. It's genius.
Okay, we're talking about the Voynich manuscript bombshell right before the break. It's been deciphered. It is. Everyone agrees.
Well,
it's,
let me.
Not a mystery anymore. It's a gynecological health guide.
Everybody. We did it. Go home.
Let me drop a few things real quick. First off, there's no punctuation in it, which is really weird. When they've analyzed this thing, they noticed that there were no errors in the book. And if you're handwriting a 240 to 270 page book, you're going to have errors. And
you start over.
But whoever analyzed
that. Didn't you ever type?
Well, I mean, like, look at this fucking page right here where there's like.
Full.
It's full of writing and drawings and like meaning that there's no error means
are you
that
saying
like,
that you couldn't write a whole page without making an error.
Well,
if you're making up a language, might be hard to remember.
232 pages, but they think that there's a bunch of sections missing. So to have that many pages with no errors, and that they can see errors because what they would do if you made an error writing on this vellum back then, this ink, you'd like water it down and then like you'd see the ink bleed. And so like the people that have analyzed this have said there's no errors in this, which is very unique.
Here's what I want to say, Wade, to your bombshell. So you said that this one was decoded and it's a guide to women's health. I'm going to debunk that right now. No one gave a shit about women's health.
Ooh, in the 1500s,
there is no way anyone was publishing a 300-page guide for women. We still don't get that. So that's
are you
debunked.
Telling me there's not some mansplainer out there going, hey,
now
ladies.
We're back in. Okay.
Take care of your fucking bodies, morons. Yeah, here, I wrote a 237-page book.
But why wouldn't they have big titties? You said yourself, why are they so small? There's something mysterious about that.
Yeah, true.
There have been a few articles out there, which is really funny, because even the article that said that they used AI to debunk the Voynich manuscript, within the article that they're like, well, you know, it didn't decode anything. It's just like they think that some of the letters are Hebrew. So it's like the title was like, hey, they debunked it. Come read this article. Nah, they didn't.
And I'm so seeing a lot of those.
When I read this, I'm like, even on this, there's a bracket that says updated on it. And I'm like, it had what, like you didn't decode anything within this thing. It doesn't decode anything. It just is like, hey, it's probably a women's thing. Whatever, not to belittle this, but I'm just like, man, everyone's got the cash grab of look at this article. And like, so.
Yeah, it's such a huge cash grab to get people to go to your website of this thing that I've never heard of until just now.
So
many hits. It paid for the entire month.
Everyone's invested in Voynich and they'll pay top dollar to figure this out.
There are drawings on every page. They believe that because of the left alignment that it is a left to right written. So it's, you know, probably European English. Some people have said that each letter actually has a micro word on it. There's some weird astrological accuracy. I mentioned that before, but like when I look through this book, to me, this feels like a new age thing where it's like, hey, you know, we've got herbs, we've got roots, we've got cosmology, and so this whole star section. I'm like, when I look at this, I'm like, they have all these circles with stars on them that are broken down into 12 sections. And some of these circles, I'm like, oh, this feels like a zodiac separation.
Yeah.
And then later on, they have all these pages that are just with stars at the beginning of it. And I'm like, oh, Scorpio this, Capricorn this, and then like some of these circles, it looks like, I'm going to try to pull one up. Well, I bookmarked it, but where it looks like they have all of the zodiac symbols. And so like what, like in this section right here, they have, and it folds out weird, but it looks like it's like, oh, this Scorpio, this is my bad parallel, but like the Scorpio male, this is their calendar for the year. And the Scorpio female, this is her calendar for the year, because there's a symbol in the center. And then like there's a bunch of, in one version's got a bunch of women like broken down in the sphere around the image. And then next to it is the guy version, you know? And I'm like, well, it feels astrological in a, so like this one, look like there's a horse in the center of the circle, and there's different, there's women drawn around
right
the sphere with words. And then next to it is, here's two people in the middle, like Pisces, you know, Pisces is the two fish, whatever, just saying like there's two things. And then there's a women drawn around in the circle too, but then there's also a man one. So
just this is, if you're following along at home, this is, it appears to be page 128 to 132.
But like, if it's a women's thing, why would you have pages of men also?
Is there, I've been noticing that it's mostly women drawn in here.
I
what if this is a Playboy scenario? Do you think maybe this is sort of a, you read the article, you see the naked women.
It's just smut.
Yeah, maybe this is just a little smut.
Oh, this one. Hey, this one. Yeah, like this one I drew, this girl's name is Tina.
They all look exactly the same.
She likes eating lamb. This girl right here, this is Gina. She likes eating cow.
Gina and Tina.
It was like all the names he could think of.
Yeah.
So wait, why was the headline that nobody has ever read it? Just because nobody has translated it?
Oh yeah, yeah. That like.
So that was a mislead. I thought we were getting into like a cursed book scenario or something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, just no, you can't no. read.
So you clickbaited me.
I did. No one has read it.
The thing that's interesting too, because my first instinct when I look at this is like, okay, this is a guy with a lot of time on his hand or something that just made up his own little language, made his own little drawings.
What if it was a woman?
Well, here's a little side thing that I looked up. Somebody tried to recreate it by hand drawing each page. It took him 3 to 4 years.
Wow. So that's what I was going to say is like, I just think that this is not a bored person making up a language. Cause I was like, you know, when I was 12, I made up language to talk to my best friend so no one could see my notes, you know?
Let's that hear type. Some of it.
no idea. But I'm like, it could just be a private little diary that he didn't want anyone reading. But I'm like, this is A, there's no errors. Like you were saying, that's odd. He obviously meant to show it to somebody else if he was completely perfect about it, or she. And it is so long. It's so many pages, and the handwriting doesn't shift that much. So this isn't like over 10 years and duress and everything. The first page handwriting and the last page handwriting are exactly neat still.
So my take, like, I love the idea that this is a alien lizard inner earth. I say alien, but an inner earth being like left their handbook behind. That's not what I think. I think that this is a new age from back then of like, listen, here's the stars, here's health, here's the one of them is looks like it's like ingredients for like vitamins, basically, you know, or like,
yeah,
because there's like canisters with like, here's all the roots. And so like, I feel like this is like an herbal, like, this is everything you need to survive. This is for pain killing, this is for this, this is for this. So everything new agey that you can think of to survive. And to me, because this was owned by a pope, basically, they took some pages out, made sure it didn't get out. There may have been other copies of this. This text may have actually been a copy, but the Vatican owns miles and miles of books that are not open to the public. There are histories of histories that are hidden in their locked doors, and there are libraries that have been burned. So if there was a New Age book from back then, I know that the language thing is hard, but it's like look at Da Vinci. Da Vinci has secrets in his paintings because the church ruled so hard that anything he was trying to say, he could get killed for. And so here's a handbook that was maybe written in some gypsy language that maybe people knew back then. But the cipher was lost. Like, I personally think that some libraries were burned by the Vatican and that they're hiding books to keep the control of the people, because the Vatican back then thought that they were going to rule the whole world. And so anything that didn't fit in their world was heresy. And so I think that this was maybe written by smart people back in the day to try to hide information from the church specifically. And so I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
AP, what do you think?
I'm torn here. I like the shorthand explanation, and I think that's why we're getting so many. We've solved it, sort of, because I think that there are a lot of ways you could probably take this shorthand. Is I think that people that think they're onto something, the smartest of the smart, probably are onto something, but with shorthand, you could go a lot of different ways, right? If I see the abbreviation, like...
You can type in any acronym into Wikipedia, and it comes up with, like, a list of what the acronym could actually mean.
So I'm like, if this is shorthand, then I do believe that... That's why it's tricky, is because they're not decoding to regular words. I think that I'm going to say it's definitely a medicinal book, like a health book here. And I'm going to say that this language is completely invented by this person, because just 200 years later, the person whose hands it left off in, the guy is like, I had no idea what this book was. So I'm like, I feel like if this was a real language, 200 years later, you can still recognize bits and pieces of it, but there's nothing recognizable in here. So I think this is a completely unique language written in shorthand from some dude who wanted to write something that only he could hold on to.
Hey, Wade, before you jump in, I want to also cut in and say that, like, so this guy Voynich was investigated by the FBI because he owned a bacon cipher. Oh. And he had a cipher that, I mean, basically they were transferring information for not the king to see on purpose. If you believe the earth was round back then when it was flat, you could write a book about it that only smart people would get, and people would have to have the cipher. So maybe there was a cipher that went with this that they got rid of. And so it's like, oh, well, you can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. You know? So I like the idea of the shorthand too, because I'm like, look, if you're writing a scientific book, I could see why words would be repeated where it's like, hey, this is a horse. Horses run together. When a baby horse is born, it starts walking. And so, like, you can see why there would be the same word slightly variated on the same page if it was trying to be scientific. And it feels like a New Age scientific book when science was against the law.
Yeah, I mean, I it keeps the mystery a little bit alive that, like, oh, it's just a boring, like, medical book, but, like, maybe they were trying to, like, get some secrets to someone. But that seems more like it would be a couple pages and not this like 200 plus pages.
Yeah, thing. Man, this is years worth of trying.
Also, like, when you look at it, the last like 30 pages look very much like a glossary. because there's no pictures for like the last 30 pages. It's all text.
Well, see, to me, that with all the stars on the side, to me, that looks like, and you know, this is me bullshitting, but like earlier, there's the circles with all the stars, and there's like variations of how many stars are there. And this one, in the end, there's stars at the left. And I'm like, oh, what if this were like, hey, Scorpio this, Capricorn this.
Horoscope.
Horoscope stuff, because there are horoscope predictions back then. Like,
yeah, I guess they're stars. I thought they were flowers.
They look a little flowery to me because some of them have stems, but maybe they're shooting stars.
And so to me, like, there's a red and then there's a couple whites, red. Like, yeah. There's no pattern to that. But what if the pattern was to signify the new, the different symbol? It's like, hey, Capricorn is three stars. So you see a red and then two whites. Mm. And the next one, Sagittarius, is two stars. So there's a red and then one white. I don't know. I mean,
I don't. It just looks like
I like the glossary idea. Yeah, that one makes sense to me. It's at the end of the book. It's the few pages with no drawings at all. Makes sense to me that it's like a conclusion or a wrap up or a glossary.
I like that idea too. The stars just throw me off because why would you randomly put different colored flowers?
I'm scrolling through the rest of it just to see if any of those show up. Like if it did function as an index, be like, oh, this is what I'm talking about here, like a footnote kind of thing.
Could they just be little bullet points that he got fancy with?
Yeah, I feel like if it is just a medical thing and like, yeah, he's doing diagrams and stuff, but he also just like loves to like fancy it up a little bit.
Well, you know, there are, you know, when you look at the different languages, right? So like our language, a character means one letter. In different languages, a character is a more ornate. And so maybe these little, what I think are stars or plants, maybe there's some ornateness to them that identify them as different things that I don't know. So glossary's a great, if you wrote something this intense and you have no glossary, what the fuck? I mean, this has got to be a glossary.
This is very Infinite Jest of the time, I would say. I would say a lot of people were reading this, impressing their friends, reading the
footnotes. Do you think it was just hipsters passing it around and bragging that they had read it?
I'm starting to think that this is the infinite jest of the time. It doesn't make a lick of sense, but people like to think that they understand it.
In the religious world, there aren't too many hipsters, so yeah.
I mean, that's why this guy, we don't know his name. I think he wanted the obscurity. He wanted to be alt.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I feel like all of these things, when you really finally answer, they're all just like such a letdown. There is no...
Totally.
There's nothing magical about this world.
Well, it's so sad. Because when I first heard the theory that maybe it was someone with some mental stuff going on that was like really talented, you know, like how many people could even write back then?
Mm-hmm.
And had access to this paper. What is that called? Vellum? Is that cat gut stretched out?
I think lamb gut, right?
Lamb gut. How many pages were available? You couldn't go get those from anybody.
True. That would have cost some money. And also, how did it get into the hands? I don't know. There's something interesting to me about a book being written and then 100 years later, it's in an emperor's hand. How did it get from random guy?
He paid a lot of money for this. And I'm like, could this be just some rich kid?
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah, no, like totally. It's some...
Like, oh, it's no, some I'm rich smart.
Kid who's obsessed with women.
Okay, and full circle, now it sits at Yale, where all rich kids who are obsessed with women go. So I think this is a full circle moment.
I'm like, I can fucking draw the fucking plants myself. Look at this one's got blue. I mean, the plants are so weird to where their roots don't look like real plants.
No,
the reason why any alien stuff has come up is because it's like, dude, what the? Even if I recognize this leaf, I don't recognize this fucking root.
I mean, it is all very like if you gave this book to a production designer and said, "I want the alien planet to look like this,"
yes, you'd
be like, okay, cool.
And on top of it, listen, this is what this is some of the speculation. On top of it is that the numbers were added later. And that they were, that the whole thing was rearranged to like be in sections. So like the original writing wasn't in this order and didn't have numbers on it. And so that messes up everybody's interpretation too, because it's like, this wasn't a cosmological section. Everything was random. Mm. And so that glossary may have all been put together as a glossary when it was not meant to be all in that order.
Right. Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. Because I was going to say, one of the things to me that makes it seem, again, not like a madman, is that when each section starts, you kind of get a page of intro, it looks like. In some of these sections, you're getting like a big intro to start the next section off. And I was like, you don't do that if you're just kind of fucking around. But if they put it together afterwards, who knows?
The way that this thing was put together, held together, was like, you know, you have a section, it's folded, and then there's like a rope that goes into the binding of the whole thing. So it's like each section is like held together by rope. And so you could rearrange it however
it might. I mean, it probably fell apart a couple times, yeah. You know? I mean, like, I have books that aren't even 20 years old that like are losing pages.
Right.
And if you have pieces of rope to have the sections together, like, I'm just like, I think somebody ordered this how they felt it should go and then numbered it and then that kind of messed up everybody's interpretation because...
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's still not enough to ruin the code breakers.
And I did just look, and Wade Alan Turing did take a crack at this.
Oh, snap.
He really? Did, and he couldn't do it. But who knows how invested he was. He might have just been like, no clue. I'm busy.
Yeah, he was probably like, I don't know. I've been chemically castrated. I don't give a shit about this.
I'm not in a great mood right now, if I'm being honest, guys. But he did take a shot at it.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun? All of the brightest minds you could think of that in the history of humans took a crack at it, and none of them could. So to some people, this is an alien script, which is dumb. You know, it's like, hey, we don't know how they built the pyramids, so aliens must have helped. I'm like, man.
Yeah. Easy way out. There is something to me. I mean, I'm not a super witchy believer here, but I mean, you see naked women in a circle, you see plants, you see stars. I'm like, there is something vaguely witch-like about this book. It could be spells, maybe.
Original Wicca, you know, which was so demonized by Christianity, was a love of nature, you know?
Like, yeah, and some of the modern-day witches now, it's mostly just like herb mixing.
It's all herb remedy. It's all herb. Everything that ails you, Earth has the remedy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's very New Agey, because then you get to the planet section or whatever, and that's New Agey too.
Yeah, I once met a New Age witch in LA who said not to worry in 2016 because she had done a moon spell and Trump wasn't going to be president. So,
oh well, you know why Trump? Listen, the reason that Trump became president, we can blame it on my friends.
Okay, I was wondering.
They went to, over New Year's, they went to, or no, it wasn't because of Trump. It was 2020 New Year's.
Okay.
They basically caused the pandemic because they did a they did a bear spell or a goat spell or something. They did some kind of spell that they all chanted, thinking like, oh, this will make 2020 real great.
And they jinxed humans.
Yikes. Yeah, they jinxed all humanity. So you can blame my friends for that.
I don't even believe in jinx. And like, man, what are you doing?
All right. So those were patient zeros. They spread corona, it sounds like you're saying.
Well, not in January.
Oh, no. January, it was rocking, man.
It was rocking in Wuhan, but...
They were in Big Bear. There was no cases of corona in Big Bear in not January.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think we did it, right, Willie? Any sort of like closing arguments or any final thoughts or anything like that?
I mean, my only final thoughts are the Vatican has suppressed so much information in the history of their existence. And they have so much of the information that they suppressed in their library. And now that we are intelligent humans, why can't we go back and look at everything that they have? Why do they still have the power to keep stuff from humanity? I think that we should fucking crack them down and look at their library, because I think
you want to. So you want to stop the steal of information.
I think that the ancient humans had information that would be valuable to us. And
can I counterpoint that real quick? Don't you think that we've done it? We've surpassed their oppression of it. Like they're like, no, the Earth isn't round. Like the Earth revolves around God or whatever the fuck they think. And then we've passed that. And so they've got all these secrets there that they were trying to stamp down at the time.
The way that the pyramids built, where sure moving stones, but if you look at it, each stone specifically fits in, can only fit in the one spot that it's in, meaning that each stone is specifically built.
Why are you talking about the pyramids?
Well, just to say that they have, I believe that whatever technology was used to create each stone is probably something that either liquefies metal or sonically makes things.
And you think the Vatican anti-gravitational? Has that info?
I think the Vatican has all information, because here's the thing. If you look at the history of the church and you look at the history of rule, only when the church and the rule combine together do they brainwash everyone in such a way that fucking nobody questions everything, anything.
Right, right. So, we get it. You hate them.
And so even look at today where you know, most of the people that are fighting, storming the castle for Trump are like this also religious right. It's not just the right. It's not just a religious. It's a religious right. And so the brainwashing of religious people for political gain and rule is a theme throughout human history that is scary. And I'm sorry. I'm dumb. I'm done.
I could see this. Yeah. I definitely think if there were a cipher, it got lost. Whether that was purposefully or not could be interesting.
Yeah, I don't care about any of this. It's a book. Some dude wrote it. It's for women. He tells them what plants to eat or whatever. And it got lost in translation. Well, we've already plugged Rumspringa. Do you have anything else you want to plug your Twitter or anything like that?
Yeah, I'll plug my socials at KP if that's cool. You can find me there.
No, it is cool. Go ahead and plug it.
Great. All right. So that'll be at KP if that's cool.
Okay. Find KP Parker on. And you got a website. I was just looking at it. You got all your stuff up there. It's a very well done website. Did you have someone do that for you?
I did. Another Channel 101 friend, Ted Marsden, did that for me.
Well, tell him good job. It looks very good.
Thank you. Yeah, that's kp-parker.com.
Yeah, you can check out all your stuff.
Yeah.
Comedy, film, live performance.
Do you have a way, can you see how many people visit your site?
Oh, I think I can, but I never look at that. I feel like I pay so much for this every month, and I never send it to anyone.
I feel bad that I don't have a website, because I'm like, well, if you try to find me,
don't feel bad. It's
you're
going to
get
waste.
Lost.
It's such a waste.
But to curate what you want people to see is the key, right?
Nobody goes to fucking websites anymore.
No,
it's such a 2005 thing.
But it's your business card, right?
Yeah. That's the thing. I'm like, if you Google me, there's just one spot where at least I get a say in what you're looking at.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All the smear campaigns that everyone has launched against me.
If you Google me,
I don't want those to be first.
Like, I'm losing the race against the Willie Roberts boat. There's a boat.
I'm
losing. I need to make a website.
Hang on. Let me do it.
Okay.
Yours could be skewed.
You're first, IMDb, but Willie Roberts boats is second, third, fourth.
Second. Oh, see, I have Willie Roberts IMDb, Willie Roberts Boats, Willie Roberts IMDb, Ooh. Willie Roberts Boats, Willie Roberts Facebook.
Oh, we have different algorithms here. I have his Twitter.
Well, I'm also using DuckDuckGo. Let me check my Google.
These fucking boats, man. It's not a good boat. So why does everyone? It's like everyone's trying to sell their boat. It's not.
Yeah, you're getting killed by the boats.
You got to do something about this. You got to call them.
KP, do me a favor.
I need to make a website about me riding a boat. Right?
Do me. I want to see what comes up. Do an image search though.
It's saying may not be appropriate for my server. What do you think that means?
I did some soft porn early in the career.
It looks very soft, I gotta say.
That's early in the video. It gets better later.
Okay. So what am I seeing? Image wise, it's you first, Channel 101. Uh-huh. You YouTube, and then we got a businessman named Wade.
The black dude.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He's the motivational speaker that I'm beating to the punch at anytime a new thing comes, I get Wade Randolph right away.
Oh, dude. On Bing, you're losing hard. And I'm like,
really? I mean, that's not your demographic, though. You know, Wade, you're not trying to appeal to the Bing audience.
I didn't even think about Bing. What? Not for me. I got IMDb videos. I'm killing it on Bing.
Oh, but just the image search.
Oh, image.
On Google, you're doing incredibly.
You're the top.
Yeah. I'll try Ask Jeeves. Let me see.
Is that still a thing?
Let me see. Ask.com.
Holy shit, man. The punch is in the top three rows.
The punch. I love the punch.
On Ask Jeeves, on Ask.com, you're winning too. So that's good.
All right, good. I just everybody click on my image when you Google Wade Randolph, and maybe it'll help.
Oh, that's the thing is like not only do you Google it, but you got to click on something. Google all of us and click on the top one of us, and
yeah, help us out. We really need to win this war against our doppelgangers.
And so here's the thing: is that in return, text or tweet me. No. Tweet or Facebook me your name, and I will one for one. Google search you and click on the top thing. That is the Willie Roberts guarantee.
Well, how do you know what their top thing? You don't know what they want. You don't even know who these people are. How will you know that
if you send us your name, we'll just click.
Actually guarantee the truth. Just guarantees that I will click on the top.
Okay, well, KP, thank you so much for being here. We're going to continue the conversation on our Patreon episode about what? Who knows? I think we've exhausted the manuscript discussion, so we're going to have to come up with something on the fly. But tune in. Just go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, and you can check it out there. Thanks so much for being here. Willie, thanks for all of your research. I don't know. It feels like I just need to say something to each of you before I say thanks for listening. And remember that just because you're paranoid does not mean they're not after you. Ooh.